Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 2nd of May, recording at a somewhat late 23:09, and that's British summer time. Now, what's going on here today? Well, the big story, or certainly one of them, is that Wall Street, which, as you know, wobbled yesterday, partly on interest rate concerns and that profit-taking, ahead of an eventual reduction in quantitative easing. Now, it regained yesterday's index declines today. The NASDAQ index did even better than that, rising to its highest level since late 2000. It was up 1.26%. The S&P was up nearly 1%. And it's taken the S&P back to 1,597.59 points. In other words, it's just below that psychological 16,000 level, which is likely to be tested tomorrow. Now, interestingly, Goldman Sachs Group Chief Executive Officer Lloyd Blankfein warned today that the interest rate environment has parallels to 1994, when a sudden and sharp increase in rates caught many investors off guard. It's an interesting item from Bloomberg, which I intend to post when I get my copy updated. Now, my own view is that the concern is premature, because I certainly don't think that the Fed is likely to alter QE very much while the U.S. economy is still generally soft. And I'll be looking at things like commodity prices, which are also drifting down. And then there's the underperformance by China, which will also be a factor in their thinking. But what we do know is that QE is almost certainly not going to increase in quantity, and therefore the next move is a bit of a reduction. So that's that reality is overhanging markets and may well lead to increased profit taking as the year unfolds. Now, elsewhere, Canada was a little higher, but Mexico and Brazil both weakened in here again today. Brazil's been soft over the last, Mexico has been soft over the last few months, whereas it had been a pretty stellar performer up till then. Elsewhere, Europe was mixed and really quite quiet today, although the Netherlands AEX index saw the best gain. It was up nearly 1%, and it is testing the upper side of this year's range. Now, the Asia Pacific sector was also mixed, with Japan, Hong Kong, China, and Australia all down a little bit. India had the best gains, up nearly 1.2%. Indonesia, however, fell back from yesterday's new all-time high. That was down 1.3%. Overall, stock markets are mostly firm, but with mining sectors underperforming. Now, put it all together, and that looks like what we had been hoping for going right back to January, or the end of January, when we started to warn that markets were moving into something of a corrective phase, which we felt would probably or deserve to look like a consolidation of gains rather than as a mean reversion towards those rising 200-day moving averages rather than a big shakeout. And for the most part, I think that's what we've really seen. The U.S. quantitative easing remains the big uncertainty, as I mentioned a moment ago. Again, I'll repeat the important point on this. It's unlikely to be reduced, in my opinion, without evidence of stronger GDP growth. But there's been a tendency for the Fed and some others to come out and and offer warnings on this subject that may reflect some short positions in the market, quite possibly. And there have been instances where some of the bigger shareholders, people like Warren Buffett and George Soros, have been taking profits in some of those overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages retailers, those global autonomies that have seen those big surges to the upside, and that's certainly understandable. Now, elsewhere, government bond prices, well, it was a very quiet day, but prices were quietly steady nonetheless. Now, they may continue just to extend these overall ranges because they've got the quantitative easing tailwind still. People know that there isn't all that much scope for interest rates to really move lower, but yet there are a few regions that are still cutting rates. We had a quarter point rate cut in the Eurozone in here today, for instance. And I think another, I think it might have been Denmark, not sure about that, but another country had eased its interest rate a little bit further overall. And there are still some deflationary pressures, and deflation is a bigger concern for most people than inflation, and understandably so. Now, in commodities, crude oils, remember that crude oil had quite a sharp drop yesterday, fell about $3, and it regained most of yesterday's losses here, with the WTI currently trading at 94 and the Brent up to 102.75. Natural gas, however, fell quite sharply. A little downward dynamic here today. Fell about 5% back to $4.04. The industrial metal prices were also weaker, with the exception of a small gain in copper. Precious metals were firmer in here today, although they didn't quite recover yesterday's losses. Palladium, after hours trading here, above 694, and silver currently trading at 2378. Platinum has the best gain in here today. That's back up to 1503. I think that has just about recovered yesterday's declines. And gold at 1467 and change. That's up just under $10. Now, my own hunch on these precious metals is that we are currently in the latter stages of a cyclical bear market interruption of the secular overall upward trend. Now, technically, there is, of course, evidence of what has been a small cyclical bear market to date overall. And then we did have the climactic selling last month, which is certainly an ending signal for at least the near term. And we've seen pretty decent rallies off those lows. So that's easier to assess. My hunch is that the secular bull market in commodities is not yet in precious metals, I should say. The secular bull market in precious metals is probably not over, but that's a hunch rather than being backed by any convincing technical evidence at this stage. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.